I'd like to share just a kind of a bit of my own personal life in music. I was a young man when I first came to a realization of my need for something a little more solid in my own life. And it was at that time that I was attending a little mission in East Los Angeles. And I heard about Jesus Christ. And I became interested in finding out more about him. And as time went by, I had the privilege of encountering him and beginning a personal relationship with him. And these songs that I'd like to sing with you sort of tell the story of what happened. You see, when Jesus was on this earth, he walked about, and he walked about helping people. And the Bible tells us that on many occasions he touched people's lives and they were changed. There's a story about a blind man. And Jesus made some mud and put it on his eyes and said, "Go and wash." And the blind man went and washed and he was able to see. And then there were other stories of lives that he touched. Zacchaeus, a man who had been a tax collector. Nobody liked Zacchaeus. The IRS was no more popular then than it is now. And Jesus visited him, and in his home, he touched him. Oh, perhaps not physically, but he touched him in his mind. He touched him in his heart. And Zacchaeus was changed. And I'd like to tell you about the fact that one day he touched my life as well. My wife, Florine, is at the piano, and I'm delighted she can be with me tonight. He touched me, he touched me. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, yes, he touched me, and oh, the joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, yes, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know that he touched me and made me whole. And when he did that, something happened. Something beautiful took place. It isn't always easy to describe it, but some of you know what I'm talking about. If there ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. And the hopes for life's best were the hopes that I harbored down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes, my castles all crumbled, my fortune turned to dust. So I wrapped it all in the rags of my life and laid it at the cross. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful of my life. And through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, He understood. All I had to offer Him was my brokenness, my strife, but He made something beautiful of my life. One of the things that gives me hope is not just that He has given me a new life, and I've experienced the reality of it now, but I know that He is alive. And one day, the Bible says, I'll see Him face to face. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive.
He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives. All fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity of sharing those songs with you, because that is, in fact, the story of what God has done in our lives. Florine, my wife, our three children, who are now grown and adults and have their own families. And we've watched them grow, and we've watched God's faithfulness. And because He lives, we can face today, we can face tomorrow for ourselves and for our family.